Hello, this is Dr. Yevgeny Volcher dictating an endoscopy report on Deanna Furtado, date of birth 8/20/1969, date of procedure 8/20/1969, date of birth is 8/20/1969, date of procedure December 22nd, 2023, physician is Dr. Yevgeny Volcher, DO, referring physician is Dr. Nimba Matarada. procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is colorectal cancer screening, dyspepsia. Next line, description procedure. Informed consent was obtained, period. Possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, also possibility of missing lesions, such as malignancy, were all explained to the patient. Period. The patient is brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia services, monitor anesthesia care, period. Well lubricated, Olympus video gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum, period. Careful examination is made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach G junction, and esophagus, period. A retroflex view is obtained at the cardiac, period. Air was suctioned from the stomach for oral draw. The scope, the patient was then turned around in left lateral position, period. The digital vessel exam was normal, period. A well-lubricated Olympus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of the folds, period. Careful examination is made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, and the colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, the rectum, period. Retroflex view was obtained of the rectum, period. Bowel preparation was suboptimal on the right colon, period, with a Boston bowel prep score of 5-6, comma, in parentheses 1-2, comma, 2, comma, 2, close parentheses. Patients had the procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy, there was evidence of a proximal esophageal inlet patch. This was biopsy and cytology. Next line. There was patchy gastric erythema with some erosive gastritis noted on entry into the stomach. Biopsies were obtained for histology. Next line. The duodenum was unremarkable. Delete that portion. Say there was duodenal bulb erythema noted. Biopsies were obtained for histology. Otherwise, the remainder of the duodenum to D2 appeared unremarkable. Next line, at colonoscopy, next line, there was a diminutive descending colon, the sal polyp removed cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive sigmoid colon, the sal polyp removed cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, overall, the Boston bowel prep score was approximately 5-6, comma, with the right side being graded 1-2, comma, transverse 2, comma, left 2, period. Attempts were made to lavage and suction at the right colon. Unfortunately, the stool was sticky and adherent to the mucosa. Overall, there was no large polyps noted. However, smaller polyps and fat polyps could be missed given the preparation. Next line, there was grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted that were non-bleeding. Next line, there was hypertrophied anal papillae on retroflex noted. Plan, follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, would recommend repeat colonoscopy. ideally in 1 year for reevaluation of that right side. Next line. We'll discuss trial of PPI therapy in the office. Next line. Follow-up and office as previously scheduled.